Soros-linked group gets six GOP governors to resettle more refugees. By John Binder on December 11, 2019. A pro-mass immigration organization with links to billionaire George Soros has successfully lobbied six Republican governors to resettle more refugees in their states. For fiscal year 2020, President Donald Trump will continue cutting refugee admissions by reducing former President Barack Obama's refugee inflow by at least 80%. This reduction would mean a maximum of 18,000 refugees can be resettled in the U.S. between October 1, 2019, and September 30, 2020. This is merely a numerical limit and not a goal federal officials are supposed to reach. Coupled with the refugee reduction, Trump signed an executive order that gives localities, counties, and states veto power over whether they want to resettle refugees in their communities. Executives at World Relief and the Evangelical Immigration Table, an organization with links to the Soros-funded National Immigration Forum, have been lobbying governors across the country to bring more refugees to their states. So far, six Republican governors have signed off to resettle refugees in their states, including North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. The New York Times notes, Jenny Yang, Vice President for Advocacy at World Relief, an evangelical agency whose work includes resettlement, has been steering an effort to lobby governors to keep their states open to refugees. Emphasis added. She said about 16 governors have submitted written consent, six of them Republicans. Governor Doug Ducey, Republican of Arizona, agreed after receiving a letter supporting resettlement signed by 250 evangelical leaders. Governor Greg Abbott, Republican of Texas, who leads the state that received the most refugees last year, has not yet offered his view, despite a plea from the mayor of Fort Worth to continue accepting refugees. Emphasis added. Refugee contractors, like the Lutheran Social Services Organization, have deployed a campaign to get mayors, local officials, and governors to admit more refugees to their states. Those contractors' budgets every year are reliant on ensuring that as many refugees are resettled across the U.S. as possible. It remains unclear which six Republican governors, aside from Burgum and Ducey, have been successfully lobbied by the Soros-linked group. This week, the Evangelical Immigration Table sent letters to the governors of California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin to ask them to bring refugees to their states. The federally mandated refugee resettlement program has brought more than 718,000 refugees to the U.S. since January 2008, a group larger than the entire state population of Wyoming, which has 577,000 residents. In the last decade, about 73,000 refugees have been resettled in California, 71,500 resettled in Texas, nearly 43,000 resettled in New York, and more than 36,000 resettled in Michigan. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to the latest research. Over the course of 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.